Towns Cup semi-final special this weekend. You know what the games are. Tullow and Tullamore, Longford and Roscrea. We're previewing it here on our special podcast with our regular pundit, Dave Mahon, the Newbridge coach. Dave, Newbridge coach for the rest of the season, but news breaking that you're stepping down, and it's been a good campaign. You have them well established in Division 1A, and you're leaving a club with plenty of potential to push on, I'm sure. But are you disappointed to leave, or are you happy with where you are?
Well, like, I mean, the club is in a better, is going to be in a better position now than when I got involved. But unfortunately, this season, if you're to be really honest, we probably had a fairly disappointing season. So I'm probably leaving, standing out at the end of the season with regret that maybe we didn't bring home maybe a Towns Cup, perhaps. I think the league was Tullamore's from a long way out, truth be told. But we kind of turned around in the new year, and we had our sights firmly set on trying to win the Towns Cup. And disappointing result away to Wicklow. I mean, Wicklow deserve a huge amount of credit. But for us to kick 2 out of 9 kicks away in a Towns Cup match, it's unforgivable, and we didn't deserve to win, and I suppose that's probably going to be a bit of a regret. But look, I've been on the coaching ticket in Newbridge in various different guises for a considerable amount of time, and I suppose, like all things, I think Newbridge probably just need a fresh voice, and hopefully whoever comes in after me can bring them on to the next level.
In fairness, you're not the only Division 1A coach who's ruining a Towns Cup campaign that just never got off or just didn't happen. Like, look at Dundalk and Gorey, look at Enniscorthy and Longford, look at Kildare against Longford as well. A lot of Division 1B sides, and obviously Wicklow against yourselves, have caused a lot of trouble for Division 1A sides. Can you explain that? Is the gap closing? What's happened this season?
It's hard to say, really. It's hard to say. I don't really know. I mean, if you look at Kildare against Clondalkin in the playoff last Saturday, Clondalkin gave them an awful scene to. I'm not quite sure whether it's the case. The gap is closing. I think it's just the season was just a bit of an anomaly in terms of results, and I think 1B probably is of a higher standard than it has been in other years, truth be told. But as to why the 1A teams have struggled in the Towns Cup, I'm probably at a loss, it's very hard to pinpoint any particular reason for it. But I don't necessarily think that it's a case of there's 5 or 6 1B sides that will comfortably sit in 1A. I think the divisions are a division for a reason, and I think there's going to be a big gap there. And, Clondalkin, to be fair to them, have the 4-pack to really do well in 1A next year. And they have 2 or 3 good backs, but I think if they can sign a couple of decent outside backs to complement what they already have, because I get the impression there's very few other guys are going to hang up the boots. They're all going to go again. It's just a bit more strength and depth is what they need. They could go very well.
Just talk to me a little bit about weekend's games and, a couple of elements I want to talk about. Let's start with Tullamore and Tullow. It's the ultimate matchup, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody will tell you it's probably the final, and Roscrea and Longford will probably love to hear that. But you'd have to consider the whirlwind of that game as half favourites going into the final. They are probably the two really formed teams in the Leinster League. I don't think Tullow. I'm not quite sure, but I have a sneaking suspicion that Tullow haven't lost a match all season. They're going to have huge momentum going into this particular match. They've never actually had this much momentum. Normally, like last year, for example, they had a poor league campaign and then did very well in the cup. But this year, there's a huge wave of momentum behind them. And likewise with Tullamore. I mean, they've won the Midlands League, they've won the All Ireland Cup, they've won the Leinster League, Division 1A. They've won their first round robin match. So, again, they too have a huge amount of momentum behind them, So, it's going to be a very interesting match on Sunday.
Yeah, Massey, Tuhakarani, to give him the correct name, I beg your pardon. Chatting to him before the game and today, and you'll see some of the quotes there. I mean, he's well aware of what the Towns Cup means to his club, but he was also well aware at the start of the season that getting them into Division 1A was the best way of them attacking Towns Cups in the future. And I think they realised that last year, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think, at the end of the season, when they sat down, and that was a bitter pill for them to swallow, losing to local rivals Enniscorthy. I think they did a bit of soul searching, and I think they weren't too long figuring out that for them to get over the line and win a Towns Cup, which is ultimately the holy grail for Tullow, they needed to be playing in Division 1A. And they're playing like a team that would be comfortable in Division 1A. And I think if they retain the integrity of their squad going into next year, they will be comfortable in Division 1A. They'll cause a lot of teams a lot of problems because of the way they play. So they've added a lot to their game from last year, and I think Tullow won't have played anybody this year that plays like Tullow. I think they're going to cause Tullamore a lot of problems, because you know they'll really ask a lot of questions of Tullamore. It's just going to be very interesting to see. It's intriguing actually to see what way the match pans out.
Yeah, speaking to Tom Maloney, he talked a little bit about the. What was a great win up in Portadown for Tullamore at the weekend. They did the Leinster League proud once more, and to go up to the home of an Ulster side that delivered in terms of their forward performance, like you had predicted, Dave, that they were going to be very strong up front, but ultimately they couldn't handle the all-round game at Tullamore, and like Tullamore are now in pole position, aren't they, in the qualifiers?
Yeah, well, like, Tullamore have added. If you look at the last couple of teams to win Division 1A in Leinster, Skerries, Boyne, Seapoint, they're teams that play with a lot of wit. And they're very creative teams. They can manufacture scores. I think the one thing that Tullamore have done is they retained what they do well. Their ability to play the percentages, Deverell's kicking game. But they've added to that they can play with a bit more wit now. I wouldn't say Tullamore are the sort of side that they're going to be able to play wide rugby, but they definitely can play with a lot more width. They've got a lot of very powerful and abrasive ball carriers in their team between their 12, 13, their back five and their four pack. They've got a very good offloading game. They're a very powerful team. They do the simple things very, very well. They wouldn't have a back line like Skerries had last year. But they probably had a more dynamic back five in their four pack than Skerries had last year. But they definitely have added to their game. And ultimately, that's probably the reason why they've done so well this year. I do genuinely think the teams that do well in Division 1A are teams that are very, very creative. And Tullamore have become more creative than they have been in other years. And that's probably the fundamental difference between them this year and other years.
Interesting. And look, speaking to Tom, he says there's injuries there. David Milne and Ger Molloy are worries. And, you know, he did kind of allude to the fact that ultimately, you know, it'll be a tough decision, but the decision will have to be made if it's a case of risking them ahead of what is a big game against Richmond the following week. Would it be safe to say that if I gave the Tullamore management a choice of, All Ireland League qualification or a Towns Cup final, which would they go for?
I'd say they would probably pick All Ireland qualification. I'd say, you know,
yeah, it is the goal, like, yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be. You know, they've gotten themselves into this position. They've won a Towns Cup in recent history, so I think ultimately to get to the next level would be their primary goal. But I'd say to win a Towns Cup wouldn't be a million miles behind it. You know,
do you think that'll affect how they'll play the next day? Do you think Tullow have a good chance? Well, I'm sure you think Tullow have a good chance, but do you think Tullow can win it?
Well, you see, this is kind of what I said. Like, there's no team in Division 1A this season plays wide rugby the way Tullow do. And that's why I think it's intriguing, because I think Tullow are going to ask all sorts of questions of Tullamore that nobody in Division 1A has asked Tullamore this year. I mean, Newbridge last season probably would have played a lot of wide rugby, as would have Skerries. Coolmine on their day can do it. But I just think this year, for whatever reason, I mean, we haven't played particularly well. Coolmine have been a bit inconsistent. Skerries are gone. So I don't think there's anybody that's going to play or has played a style of rugby that Tullow are going to play on Sunday. Tullamore haven't come up against a team like that this year. There's other teams in the league that would have done it last year. We would have done it last year. We didn't really do it this year. Skerries would have done it last year. Coolmine under day can do it, but I don't know whether they did it consistently this year. So I think Tullow will ask Tullamore a lot of questions, and I think they might have a little bit more pace in the midfield than Tullamore have. I only can see Tullow beating Tullamore one way, which is that way. They can't play to their set piece because they just don't have the forward pack to match Tullow or Tullamore. Tullow, that is. So, like, it's intriguing, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see how Tullow perform on Sunday. If they can get a decent platform up front, Frank Murphy's a huge loss to them, but if they can get a decent platform up front, I think they have a real squeak. I mean, the only thing I will say about Tullamore is what they're trying to do by winning all these trophies, if they actually do manage to do it, it's an unbelievable achievement, and they deserve... They're already probably the most successful Division 1A club in my memory, but if they were to go on and win the Towns Cup and add that to the round robin, which looks like they're going to do now, it'd be an unbelievable achievement. And without a doubt, they'll probably be the best Leinster League side that for a long, long time. You're going to really struggle to see a team achieve all of that in one season.
Yeah, that's set it up perfectly, and I know that's the game you're going to, and it's going to be a cracker, and I know Tullow are going to bring a massive support, as they always do. I don't know, just to finish on that, because we don't have a lot of time, but briefly, is there a club in Leinster that gets more people behind them than Tullow? They're a phenomenal support.
I wouldn't think so. I know Gorey brought a huge crowd down to Kildare. There's some of these clubs, particularly seem to come from the southeast. Ennis Gorty are similar enough as well. Yeah. They're community-based clubs. Much more so than Newbridge, I can tell you. You know, they really do seem to be enshrined in the fabric of the local community, and they're the clubs that you like to see do well, because it really matters to them. Like, there's a real GAA mentality in Tullow. It really is the village feel to it, you know. And for that reason, and that reason alone, I know I was involved in Tullow at one stage before as a coach, but. They're a great bunch, you know, and it really is the holy grail. But sometimes you can just want something too much, and I think, you know, they've never gotten in a position going into the last 5 minutes of a Towns Cup final or a final semi-final, where there's a massive upset on the cards. I just would wonder whether Tullow would have or can see it out, you know, yeah. If they're 3 or 4 points ahead. Against Tullamore with 4 or 5 minutes to go. I mean, there's going to be so much pressure on them to actually get over the line. I would hope that the occasion might not get to them and they might just bottle it. But it's going to be a great day. That's going to be a great match, really is. And it's so hard to call. So hard to call.
I love that line. Sometimes you might want something too much. Being a Mayo man, I know all about that in the football sense. But anyways, leaving that aside and moving on, because we have Ross Gray and Longford fans wondering, lads, you know, there's another two teams in there. And that sums it up, doesn't it, this other game, Dave? You know, we got Ross Gray with, you know, a great performance in the quarterfinal. They have had an easy enough draw. Even John Lillison acknowledged that. But, you know, Aaron Carroll kicked very well. Dennis Maloney controlled things at out half. They've got a couple of key men into that back line to replace John Lillis Jr., who they lost. And one man in the pack that really impressed me was Wesley Carter. They've got Gerard Doherty coming back. This is a good Ross Gray side, but they're playing at a level below where Longford are, and Longford have strengthened this year. The likes of Stewart and Richardson in the second row. They have Benny McManus in reserve, which says a lot. Fagan in that back row, Farrell as well. This is a great Longford side that Cullum Glynn controls from out half. It's going to be a good contest.
Absolutely, and that's, again, this is a very difficult one to call. And these guys are going to be in it's virgin territory really for both these clubs even to get this far, and going into the final. It's effectively having a free ball in snooker terms. It's going to be a massive day. Nothing to lose. Nobody will expect them to do anything. You know, anything can happen. So they can really afford to throw caution to the wind. Ross Gray seemed to have had a real run of form. They've got a couple of boys back from that were playing down in Limerick. The 10, Maloney, and the Aaron, 13.
Aaron Carroll as well, yeah.
Aaron Carroll. I mean, I haven't seen Ross Gray, but been involved with the Leinster Juniors. We've had a selector down watching them play, and they're raving about these guys and saying that, they really are tasty, quality players, and they seem to be bringing an element to Ross Gray that they probably haven't had, possibly last season. So, you know, they're getting into the business end of the cup now. There's obviously divide. They have their eyes in that final spot, and You know, they're really going to put it up to Longford and give them a right good rattle. It'll be a real Midlands battle, you know. Three Midlands teams in the semi-final of the Towns Cup. It really does augur well for Midlands rugby. And that's, again, it's a hard one to call. But I just feel that Longford, having beaten Kildare in the Towns Cup in the last round, I think that the little bit of experience they have in 1B will probably stand to them. And with the Glynnard there 10 calling the shots, I think it's hard to look beyond Longford in that match. But again, that's going to be very, very tight. Very tight.
Longford have some backs that can really finish chances as well. Kennedy's a flyer. I know he has a bit of Leitrim football experience, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And Fagan as well in the centre. Green too. There's a good bit of experience throughout that side. But I wonder as well, you know, both these sides and Tullamore, you know, you talk about Midlands rugby, their teams are built on really solid set-piece platforms. Now, Ross Gray's line-out was excellent against Eden Derry, and their scrum is huge. And you know, Niall Moran's over that Longford pack. And we know the kind of structured set-piece game that they can deliver if they play well. I mean, doesn't it emphasize that basics can get you a long way in Cup rugby?
Absolutely. And you know, it's like all these things, when you're under a serious amount of pressure, you fall back to the basic things and doing the simple things really well, executing the simple things correctly, taking your goals, winning your lineouts, winning your scrums crisply and being accurate around the ruck and whatever your patterns are, whether they're exit strategies or whatever, that you do them correctly. And, you know, that's probably why a big part of the reason why these two teams have done so well, because they do the simple things quite well. So, you know, this match kind of has a 9-6 look about it, or a 12-9 low scoring game with the set pieces just going at it, and you know, play field position, apply pressure and kick your goals. I mean I don't want to be disrespectful to either of these two sides, but I have a funny feeling that that's what that game will boil down to, you know, as opposed to the other one, which I think could be fairly free-flowing and a high-scoring game.
And if you're going to call it the final, Longford Tullo is what I'm hinting at from, or what I'm getting from what you're hinting at, but what you...
I think... Longford, I would fancy Longford to beat Ross Gray, and I'm just basing that on the fact that they played a division higher, and I think that will probably be the difference between the two teams.
They've also come through a very tough draw as well. North Kildare, Kildare, and then Escorty. That's big scalps.
Absolutely, two on A sides along the way. But I don't necessarily think that logic will apply to the other match. I think the fact that Tullamore are a division higher than Tullo, that's not necessarily going to be as big a factor in the other game. I think Tullamore, whilst they have a huge amount of momentum behind them, as do Tullo, I just think that to do what they're trying to do is just such a big, big ask. I just think they can't win everything. That's my good feeling, is they can't win everything. I think it's probably nearly asking the impossible. Nice. I would go for Tullo just to squeak it. But that could be 27-26. It could be a real high-scoring game, you know. I can see Tullo scoring a lot of tries in that game.
Brilliant. Well, that's our time up. Thanks, Dave Mann, for joining us. And thanks to you for listening. We'll have more of these podcasts in the build-up to the final. We're going to be looking forward to a great Towns Cup final, whoever is in it. Enjoy it this weekend. Get there early. Follow the Stewart's Parking advice. Two great clubs are hosting it, Atai and Eden Derry. They look after you very well. Enjoy your rugby, and we'll chat to you after the semi-finals. Thanks, David.
Good luck.